This session is about sociophobia and self-acceptance. Sociophobia, also known as social anxiety disorder, is a psychological obstacle that can mess with a person's head. Imagine what it's like to be overwhelmed by an intense and literally paralyzing fear of being judged, examined, or criticized. Now, imagine this scenario playing out in your head at every slightest social situation, whether it's a simple handshake at a conference, ordering a cappuccino at a coffee shop, or even a neutral walk down the street where you feel like the eyes of everyone passing by are hanging on you like spotlights on a stage. Yes, that's sociophobia. Those affected by this disorder experience a relentless fear of being judged, criticized, or doing something that will put them in a situation where they feel embarrassed. And this fear, it's not just a common worry that we experience when we speak in public, for example. It's a completely crippling feeling that keeps many people from living their lives to the fullest. Imagine if the fear of seeing a stranger is so overwhelming that you'd rather give up your coffee cake even if you really want one, or that you avoid attending a family gathering because the simple thought of the conversation brings a wave of sweat to your brow. Hard to believe, isn't it? But how do you actually know if you suffer from sociophobia? You may have noticed that ordinary social situations make you nervous and give you a lump in your throat. Do you feel your heart racing? Your hands start to shake strangely, and you think about how you'd like to disappear somewhere? Yes, all these physical symptoms are warning signs. But even more serious is that insistent inner voice that assures you that you're definitely going to do something embarrassing, or that everyone else will immediately see through you to some imperfection. That voice is like your worst audience, putting you under a constant spotlight and refusing to leave you alone. Sociophobia also includes one heck of a trickery: avoidance. You start systematically avoiding social situations, and believe me, it's not just that you're not in the mood for a party or a work meeting. Avoidance becomes a kind of survival mechanism. Instead of facing your fears, you prefer to stay home safe. In the short term, this may make you feel better, but in the long term, it only makes the situation worse. The vicious cycle is on. But the good news is that this cycle can be broken. No, you're not alone. And no, you don't have to carry all of this around with you like a heavy backpack for your entire life. If you feel like sociophobia might apply to you, the first step is to understand what it actually is. When you recognize that you are not alone in your emotions and reactions, it can be a huge relief. You have the right to feel what you feel, and you also have the right to make a change. One of the most effective methods of dealing with this fear is cognitive behavioral therapy. This therapeutic method deals with what thoughts are running through your head and how to turn them into more realistic and, more importantly, less destructive ones. So, what makes you think that everyone around you is judging you? The truth is that people think a lot more about themselves than they do about you. What a relief, right? In addition, you can try the gradual exposure technique. In practice, this means that you will slowly and gradually face social situations, step by step. For example, instead of immediately going out for a huge family dinner, you start by chatting with a colleague at the coffee machine. Slowly, you'll get used to situations that used to scare you and find that the world really isn't falling apart. We must not forget about relaxation techniques. Deep breathing, mindfulness, or meditation can help you stay calm when anxiety is looming. However, all of these methods work best as a package. A combination of support from loved ones, therapy, and, if necessary, medication that a professional can recommend. The important thing is knowing that there is a way out of every anxiety. No one can stop the sun from showing up after the stormiest day. And that's exactly how it is with your fear. Sociophobia may not be solved at the snap of a finger, but with a little patience and the right tools, you have a chance to overcome it. And suddenly you'll find that instead of disappearing into a corner in society, you're finally being yourself. And the most important thing you can work on is self-acceptance and acceptance that the people around you are really dealing with themselves and not you. By accepting yourself, you will ensure yourself infinite happiness. And I'm really not exaggerating. Happiness doesn't come from outside. It's all about you. Being too hard on yourself can be quite common, but what could be behind it? Why do we sometimes place a massive weight of expectations on our shoulders, urge ourselves with an imaginary whip, and then question why it causes pain? Why are we so hard on ourselves? Maybe we are our own worst critic. Maybe it's a learned pattern left over from our childhood. Or maybe we just desire to be a better version of ourselves. But on the way to perfection, we dig ourselves a pit of dissatisfaction. And yes, sometimes it gets to the point where we'd rather slap ourselves for some things. Or, at best, hide behind the couch and hope no one notices. But what actually triggers this strictness that sometimes drags us down? Criticism as the poison of our soul. First of all, we have criticism, not only the appropriate and constructive criticism that can move us forward, but especially the unpleasant and very juicy negative criticism that can strike a blow right in the middle of our self-confident ambitions. Often it starts in childhood when we fail to meet our parents' expectations, sometimes quite innocently, for example, by forgetting our homework, sometimes by simply not being first at everything and someone else beating us to it. But even in adulthood, an unwanted comment from a colleague, a subtle criticism from a friend, or even a partner's quiet sigh can leave invisible but deep scars. And guess who receives the worst of it? Yes, it's ourselves. Because once the thought, "I'm not good enough," settles in, we hold on to it like a dog to a juicy bone. The problem is that this bone tastes bitter and gives us no nourishment. Social comparison, the road to hell. Ah, the internet and its inexhaustible supply of perfect people and their perfect lives. Social media, that magical world where we all look like we've just stepped out of a fashion catalog while sitting at home in sweatpants and greasy hair, and often with a lot of self-doubt. Every successful status, every dream vacation photo, every mention of someone's amazing accomplishment pushes us deeper into the mire of feeling like we're falling short. Look, Margaret has a new dream job and I'm still surviving in a gray office. And look at that Joey, he's lost weight, and yet I had a double burger yesterday and I feel like a sack of potatoes. And yet, what don't we see? The fact that Margaret often works overtime, has trouble sleeping, or that Joey hasn't had a decent piece of cake to make his life more pleasant in a month. Comparison is our weakness, because there is always someone who looks or lives better, but that doesn't make us less valuable. Failure, our teacher who comes uninvited. How to deal with our own mistakes. This is an art that is often taught using the Game of Destiny method. We have our dream plan, goals, and expectations, but oh my, something goes wrong. We may not get the job we've been working so hard for. Maybe we get rejected by someone we cared about. Maybe we set a personal goal that was left on our list of unfulfilled wishes, running a marathon, learning a new language, or maybe just putting more money away in savings. Now what? Logically, we should say, "Never mind. I'll do it next time." But often instead comes a massive flood of self-doubt that hits us like a thunderbolt until we lose the will to try again. Loss and pressure from society. Losing a loved one, whether through separation, divorce, or even their leaving this world, is one of the hardest things we can experience. Suddenly, we doubt our worth. We feel like we have failed or that we are not good enough when someone has left us. Add to that the societal expectations that are silently or loudly thrust upon us every day. You must be successful, beautiful, strong, dynamic personality of the year, ideally at all ages. As soon as we don't fulfill all of these unwritten rules, we throw a note in our internal journal saying, "You're not good enough." But you know what? The very effort to deal with life is sometimes so valuable that we should applaud rather than criticize. How do we get out of this? The first step to overcoming this excessive strictness towards ourselves is to realize that we are only humans, And that is the most beautiful thing. We're imperfect, but that's where our beauty lies. We make mistakes, we make missteps, we sometimes sit on the lead and lose direction. Yet, we have the ability to learn, to forgive, and most importantly, to live life to the fullest, even if it gets a little rough at times. So please try to be kind to yourself. And if you ever say to yourself in your mind, "I'm not good enough," stop. Take a deep breath. And remember that even those who look perfect on social media sometimes cry in the bathroom. Let's dive into practical part. How to self-accept. Self-reflection. Set aside time to reflect and figure out what's great about you. It might help to write a list of what you like about yourself. Accept your imperfections. Realize that no one is perfect. Imperfections are part of human's nature. Instead of focusing on them, focus on what you can learn from them. Limit negative thoughts. When you realize you have negative thoughts about yourself, stop and re-evaluate them. Replace them with something positive that will help you change your perception of yourself. Set realistic goals. Instead of perfectionism, focus on achievable goals. Every small achievement is a step forward and deserves to be celebrated. Surround yourself with positive people. Give your time to people who support and motivate you. Positive surroundings can increase your own self-esteem. Practice gratitude. Writing down what you are grateful for can reinforce positive thinking and help you appreciate what you have. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself as a friend. Be patient and loving when you are critical in your thinking or struggling with difficulties. Instead of blaming yourself, try to be understanding and kind to yourself. For this, it usually helps to step outside of yourself and see yourself from someone else's perspective. Learn from your mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Instead of seeing them as failures, embrace them as learning opportunities. Analyze what happened and try to understand what you can do differently in the future without being too critical of yourself. Take your time. Invest time in yourself. Read books, attend seminars, or take skill development courses. Discovering new interests or skills can help you feel better about yourself. Make it a regular habit to do what you enjoy, even if it's just for an hour a day. Celebrate the successes. Don't forget to celebrate your successes, whatever they may be. Regularly remind yourself of them. Acknowledging your progress will boost your confidence and motivation to keep going. Focus on the present. Practice mindfulness or meditation. These techniques can help you stay in the present moment without constantly getting caught up in your thoughts or worrying about what others think of you. Let's look at self-acceptance questions with specific tasks. What is one thing you consider strong about yourself? Write a specific situation when this strength helped you. Which aspect of your personality do you criticize the most? Describe what bothers you most about this and how you could change your perspective. What are three things you don't like about yourself but would like to embrace? Write down how you might begin to accept or understand these aspects. What hurts you the most when you hear negative criticism from others? Describe a situation when you experienced criticism and how it made you feel. What positive qualities would you be surprised to have? Make a list of three positive qualities you would like to have and why. When was the last time you felt you were yourself, and what did that mean to you? Write a specific moment when you felt authentic and what it brought you. What's your escape from self-evaluation? Write down situations in which you avoid looking inward and why you do it. What are the things that hold you back from enjoying your own company? Describe how you feel when you are alone with yourself and what you could do to make yourself feel better. What specific thoughts about yourself would you like to remove? Write down a few negative thoughts and significantly cut them out or replace them with positive affirmations. How would you feel if you didn't have to worry about what others think of you? Write what you would do differently and how you would feel. What moment in your past taught you an important life lesson? Write about a specific moment and what you learned from it. What is your biggest disappointment and what can you learn from it? Describe this disappointment and how you can turn it into a positive outcome. What do you like about you when you look at your physical appearance? Make a list of the qualities you appreciate about your physical appearance. What situations cause you stress and how do you react to them? Write down specific situations and coping strategies. What questions do you often ask yourself when you feel insecure? Write down these questions and think if they are really true. What life dream do you have that you want to fulfill? Write down what is holding you back and what you can do to get closer to that dream. What situations make you feel not good enough? Describe these situations and what you could do differently to feel better. When was the last time you experienced a feeling of gratitude towards yourself? What was it? Write down a specific situation and how you felt positive in that moment. How do you envision your ideal self-image? Describe the kind of person you would like to be and what steps you could take to begin to fulfill this vision. What is one thing that would help you feel better about yourself? Identify one specific action or change you can make and plan when you will make it happen. What are my biggest fears about myself? Write down your fears and reconsider how real they are. What negative opinion of myself do I carry around in my head all the time? Express this thought and attempt to convert it into a positive affirmation. In what situations do you usually feel insecure or scared? List these situations and think about what you could do to handle them better. What is your most common way of escaping from problems? Describe how you usually retreat from your fears and consider whether this is really useful for you. What is stopping me from achieving my personal goals? Write down these obstacles and determine what you can do to overcome them. How often do you compare yourself to others? Try to think of popular situations in which you compare yourself and think about what it brings you. What negative influences from my surroundings am I willing to reject? List the things or people you consider negative and plan how to distance yourself from them. What hurts you most in interpersonal relationships? Think about specific situations and consider what changes you can make to improve your relationships with others. Here are some bonus questions for you. Why is it important to you what other people think of you? What does the opinion of others get you? Do you care about others as much as you think they care about you? What are you afraid of? What do you mean to yourself? Who is the most important person to you? Are you the most important person? Does anything bother you? Can you do something about it? What exactly would that be?